What's happening, y'all? This your boy Retro Roo. I'm here with the two West boys, and we are live right now talking about my new album, Low Key. Make sure y'all go spin that on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play. Go grab that. Don't play yourself.
Oh, man, we are back. Episode 85. I've been looking forward to this joint.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Look, I've been like, I was like, man, this shit gonna pop in one day. I was like, one of these days, I ain't even pressing nothing. I just knew, bro.
This time was gonna come, man.
Yeah, bro.
My brother, Retro Roo in the building, what's going down, G?
Man, everything, bro. Everything's going down, man. Came we just fresh. Coming out fresh off of June 27th, you know what I'm saying?
Hold up.
And Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying?
Right, they canceled the white man holiday, what? July 4th.
Who? What?
Huh? The white man.
The who?
I'm going to work.
Straight up. You know what pissed me off another about that, right? So, like, my cousin, she work in the medical field.
Yes, sir.
Right? You know what I'm saying? And so she got sent out an email, you know what I'm saying, basically saying, like, you know, if y'all want to take it off this year, y'all are good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. I appreciate that. Yeah. But everybody else, the fuck you doing taking off? Right. What business do you need? You know what I'm saying? You can't make that general.
Right, this ain't even that big.
You know what I'm saying?
To our African-American colleagues.
Yeah, that's not the universal holiday.
Though. Yeah, this ain't for you.
You know who's supposed to be off that
day. Everybody knows
someone
who's supposed
that doesn't
to be off
look
that day.
Like you.
You know what I'm saying?
Supposed to be off that day. But man, we got our boy finally in the building. He just dropped a project that we listening to called Low Key that we about to get into. But we want to find out a little bit about Roo, man. I know you're from that 409.
You know what I'm saying? Beaumont, Texas. Not fan.
Triangle.
Stand up. You know what I'm saying? PAT I represent too, man. I grew up off Drummond in PA. You know what I'm saying? My bad. Landry Lane in Beaumont. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. We're going to talk about it. Speaking of Neighborhood and Landry, man, we're going to talk about that, man. It's a song for this time.
Yeah.
It still can happen, and it's still happening in this time,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
If you listen to the lyrics, it's on SoundCloud, by the way. But, man, how you get into...
It's locked away on SoundCloud.
Man, that man did his research, yo. That man really did his research. If you know about Nightmare on Landry, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you definitely a Retro Roo fan, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, man, this damn mic. Goddamn. Anyway, all right, there we go. We back now. But yeah, man, that track, bro, it came at, I think it was coming off of Mike. I think that was Mike Brown that inspired that one, bro.
Ferguson.
Yeah, it was that, because I was in Louisiana at the time. Yeah, that's when it went down. That inspired that track, bro, because I was just like, and I was really coming into enlightenment of self. You know what I'm saying?
Coming as a black person.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, this is...
Thinking for yourself.
You know what I'm saying? And then my boy Search, you know what I'm saying? Hey, AKA Dwayne Cross came with that track. So I was like, yeah, bro, let's do this. Yeah.
So how did you get into music before Nightmare on Landry came about?
Man, so my papa, you know what I'm saying? I was in the church. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Classic in the South,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't go to church and not be in the choir.
Music, yeah.
Especially if you can do a little something, you in that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Carry a note.
Don't hit a note in the restroom. You going to sing in the choir,
boy. Go ahead, baby. Hey, Sister White, he's going to need to come on to practice. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So that started it. I cried the first time I got up there, not even going to lie. You know what I'm saying?
Why did you cry?
I have no idea, bro. I was nervous. I was six, bro. I was six, and I was like, Mom, I don't want to go up there. And she was like, nah.
Oh, yeah, had a little stage fright.
Yeah, bro, yeah. I did, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We all had to get over that.
You know? So then choir in sixth grade, six through 12th grade, I was in choir. You know what I'm saying?
What were you, tenor?
Nah, bro, I was bass two.
Bass two?
Yeah, bro. I sung, German, French, Spanish. I was in UIL competitions, so
oh, that's cool.
I did well renowned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my senior year, I got a one in solo and ensemble and in solo too. You know what I'm saying? So I got them gold medals. They in Beaumont, you know what I'm saying? But they real. Yeah, but they there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's solid.
So coming up, besides being in the choir, man, because I can hear it when you sing. Who were some of your influences coming up?
Man, so. Bow Wow, I think Bow Wow was the first rap CD I got.
You a real nigga.
I think Beware the Dog was the first rap CD.
The Cleveland Brown jersey.
Yeah, and I just now noticed that the dog was fake.
Yeah, the dog was fake.
Damn.
After all these years,
bro, I was like, damn, the dog was fake.
On the cover.
The main dog on that.
On the cover where he's standing with the number two. No, it's a fake dog.
Not real, bro.
Wow.
He was doing the Bow Wow challenge. He was doing the Bow Wow challenge way back then.
Damn, bro. We ain't gonna do Chad. We ain't gonna do Chad Moss now. We ain't gonna do you like that, bro.
Yeah, we're not gonna do like that. So Bow Wow was a heavy influence. Romeo too, or just Bow Wow?
Nah, Bow Wow was the first time where I was like, man, I was coming off my Square stage then, bro, because but before that, bro, hey, look.
Damn, when was your Square stage?
Let me see.
Remember.
Oh, nah, bro, for real, because that was vital for me, bro. Like, that was probably like by sixth grade, bro.
Okay.
By sixth grade, I was coming out my Square stage because I was really, like, I was in Pokemon heavy, bro. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was me, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I heard that, and I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And then my cousin's like, I remember I went to Louisiana and then I seen Country Grandma on TV, you know what I'm saying, with my cousins. And I was just like, what is that?
What is this?
And they was like, how you ain't seen this? And I was like, man, I don't know, but I like
it. I'm here now.
Hey, I was like, I dig this now, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, just I guess you could say, man, that early, like, that early 1990s, 2000 rap, bro, like that's really what really got me into, like, man, I can fuck with this. Cause I was playing with rap, like, in middle school and whatnot, like that. Cause you know people gonna be on the lunch table, you know what I'm saying? And high school.
Making beats, freestyle.
You feel me? Yeah, but I just never jumped into it like that, you know what I'm saying? But that was my curiosity was always there, you know what I'm saying?
So when did you start taking it serious? You was like, man, after you seen Bal and Nelly come into the fall, when you say, all right, man, let me write down some lyrics, or did you always freestyle? Once you started getting into rapping, did you just freestyle, or you was more, let me write this stuff?
I kind of went through phases, right? So then, of course, Lil Wayne came into the picture.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was just like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was just talking to my partner the other day about Wayne, bro. You have to have some form of intelligence to understand Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, maybe that's why people say Wayne fell off, because Wayne ain't never fell off, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
He kind of like...
His voice.
Yeah.
Maybe the music, but his what he was saying in his lyrics. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you up. Okay.
It's the same. It's the same thing. Like, he always been that dude, even when he was in Hot Boys.
You know what I'm saying?
He was saying some cool shit then.
Exactly.
He upgraded when we got older.
Yeah, facts.
And just had to figure out what he was talking about.
Man, especially off that Piff era. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Especially off that Piff era.
And man, I was just on that Piff about 2 weeks ago jamming a Wayne mixtape.
Bro, like, and it's probably getting, he probably got so many platinum records off mixtape.
Dog.
If they was to count them, you know what I'm saying?
They should have counted
them. If they counted him, then damn, I didn't think about that.
Bro, he would have had.
Because Dedication is probably.
That
series alone.
That's gotta be all artists.
That series alone, man. Decks.
Hundreds of thousands of plays. But off of Wayne, right? Then, of course, being in the South, bro, like when UGK got introduced into my life, the CD got took. You know what I'm saying? But when UGK got introduced into my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was like, that's really when I was like, all right, like, I see kind of like what I could fuck with representing, you know what I'm saying, where I'm from with this singing and rapping, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, Zero, too. Like, Zero real, real heavy in my tape deck. I probably got every Zero tape, you know what I'm saying?
Real Zero fan.
Yeah, bro. Like, I started rapping, like, in 2012. Mm-hmm. So that was my college days. Shout out to PV, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we got, you know, productive people here in the building, you know what I'm saying? So, soon as...
you know?
Y'all know.
Yeah, y'all know.
We ain't even got to say it like the that. Realest, you know, we gonna control it right now. You know what I'm saying? But really, like, just seeing, like, what was going on in the rap game at the time in 2012, I felt like it wasn't really, like, some serious content that people was needing. And I felt like we really needed serious content. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm a rap. I'm gonna put some serious content out there. And I'm gonna give my homies a shoe store. That's really why I wanted to start. Why I wanted to start rapping. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, just the artistry just kept going wherever it was going. I didn't try to stop nothing that I was trying to attempt to do, whether it was sing or like rap faster or slower, because during that time, I was also doing like my historical research,
on hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Going back, downloading Eric B and Rakim. You know what I'm saying? Like going back all the way to like Sugar Hill Gang. You know what I'm saying? Like going all the way back, watching documentaries, like falling in love with Ready to Die. You know what I'm saying? Like going back studying Tupacalypse now. You know what I'm saying? Like just diving back into that era and seeing where this thing came from. You know what I'm saying? And I got a mixtape that I did. What was the name of that hoe? Man, it was so long ago.
I should have left it on SoundCloud.
I should have left it on SoundCloud. Damn. I really should have left it, bro, because I think Street Curriculum 92.
Street Curriculum.
That was 92. The name of it, bro, because I was born in 92.
Right.
And so I took basically the hottest like tracks from that time, 92, and I was just rapping on them.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Probably like 10.
Okay, so he
Yeah, probably like 10. So like, yeah, but like it was one of them. I was just trying to find myself, you know what I'm saying? But like that's some of the phases that I went through early on to like get to where we at today, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So did you start making music once you got to PV and you started seeing all these little dope artists that was on campus and you were like, man, it's time?
Nah, bro, it wasn't even about people on campus. I was literally tired of hearing what I was hearing on the radio. I did not like it. I didn't.
2012 was, I can't even remember what was on the radio.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure it might have been
early Migos kind of turn up.
I was not an early Migo. I hated the word turn up.
Me too. I just looked at one of my memories and I was like, I just listened to the Versace remix.
But all around that time, Showy Badass and other people.
Yeah.
Oh no, they had some good people.
It was content out there.
It was content. It just wasn't on the radio.
The radio started shifting from.
And that's who I wanted to beat. Like content. Cats like that. That's who I wanted. I think didn't Yeezus come out around that time?
2012.
I didn't really.
2012, 13, something like that.
Who,
you didn't jam Yeezus?
I like Yeezus, but not like.
Crit was heavy in my rotation.
When Kendrick come out? 2012 around there? Or was that earlier? Sorry. No, like, first album.
First official studio album.
First official studio was
No,
like,
I'm not talking about
was
K-Dot.
Like 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that
talking
okay?
About Good Kid Massive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I'm not talking about K-Dot. No.
He said okay. Two different
A. I was about to say, you know, there's Kendrick Lamar EPs and all that.
Yeah.
Section 80. You know?
Section 80.
Man.
Overly Dedicated. Can we go down?
You know, man.
Cartoons and Cereal, man.
Man, you know, I never jammed that. I jammed Cartoons and Cereal like once.
Really?
Whoa. And it
that's
wasn't
one of my favorite.
I know, bro.
That
and it
is like a.
That's one of my favorite.
And it
they
wasn't even
on
some
yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I was like, oh.
Is that hoe still like on? Can I still grab that hoe?
It's on SoundCloud.
Okay, babe.
I can send it to you.
Yeah, bro. I'll go grab that hoe. And it wasn't because I wasn't interested. I just ain't done my K-Dot research. Like, talking about. Like, I think Overly Dedicated. Overly, I think that's about as far back K-Dot I go.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
For
about
sure.
That. Yeah. But Crypto, you know what I'm saying? Return of Forever.
Oh, geez.
Return of, because I was about to stop. I was finna stop rapping, but Return of Forever kept me going. Because Crit was.
That was like the summer?
Yeah, that was like spring. Because I was working at Nike.
Oh, that was.
Because that was
spring somewhere.
Yeah.
Around there.
Spring, summer 2012.
Yeah, I wasn't rapping long. I wasn't rapping long.
Woo.
I wasn't rapping long.
For sure.
Yeah, that was great.
You know what I'm saying?
Inspired by some
like Crit, like that album, bro, like just front to back, just what he was saying, just the realness he was putting into it. You know what I'm saying? Just describing his journey.
Beats.
Like, oh.
On them beats was heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
Different.
Like
it was different, man. We ain't seen it like that.
And just the structure that he took, the love that he took to arrange the range of track, I was like, you know what? If he got an audience, I can have one too.
Right.
You know what I'm
Easy.
Saying?
Yeah. His audience has just grown over time, which yours will probably grow over time just like his, because your music touches souls just like his. Let me ask you, man, you said you had Curriculum, what was it? Spring Curriculum. Street Curriculum 92 on SoundCloud. Was that your first mixtape? Because I see you only got Hustle and
Nah, bro. So like my
Potent
first
Drink and Nightmare Landry, man.
My first mixtape was The Player Made Ways. You know
bro, these
saying?
Are hoses you just taking off the internet.
We need some
backtrack, bro.
Bro, I guess because I'm like, man, like that was like, so the way Player Made Ways came about, I got my refund check. I got me a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And my homie Joe, you know what I'm saying? He gave me a USB mic. I got on GarageBand, went to work.
Yeah.
Found beats off SoundCloud, hit the dudes. I hit the person who produced them hoes. And I asked for permission. I asked for permission
to use it for monetary value.
I mean, he's only doing it. There's a reason why, but, you know.
Look, the boy.
Yeah, sorry, bro. Stay out here.
The ones that know, the ones that know why I said that know why I said that. You know what I'm saying? But I got on there, I went to work, bro, and I found the Texas logo. I found a way to like put words on that hoe. I found a way to put the parental advisory on there. I went to the library, I printed that shit, I cut out the cover, I cut out the track list, and I taped them hoes together.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And I started just
is the work of a resourceful
gentleman.
Negro in America.
Is that where the term?
Go.
Term "who not working" came from?
That's where the philosophy of it came from, bro. "Who not working" ain't come until me and my brother Pyran really start really, like, you know what I'm saying, doing everything from like working with the shoes to shoot videos, like just doing anything possible, podcasts, like just doing anything possible, throwing events, you know what I'm saying, to actually just get out of the goddamn workforce, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So working for the man.
You feel me?
I feel you. I'm the same way,
like,
brother.
But because of that, that's what I was like, man, I ain't got nobody like to show me how to do this shit, but I know what it look like. So like, let me, and I know what it take. Like, that's the whole reason I got this MacBook that got the CD burner on it. So like, man, I remember countless sneaker summits, you know what I'm saying? Staying up the nights before, cleaning shoes, you know what I'm saying? Making sure they was right, getting them ready. And then at the same time, burning CDs all night, packing CDs all night. You know what I'm saying?
Multitasking.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, and man, that was some beautiful moments, bro.
I understand.
That was some beautiful moments, bro.
As long as I've known Rue, I've known that I ain't gonna wait for you to
help me. I'm just gonna go get it.
It's like, I ain't gonna help. I mean, you can tell me how to do this, but I'm gonna figure it out.
For sure.
And if not, I'm gonna come back and hit you up for more, but I'm gonna do my own research.
For sure.
That's tight, because in this world now, I think you got to have more than one skill set anyway. Mm-hmm. So
facts.
I mean,
he was doing it young.
Yeah, he was doing it
for sure.
As long as I've known, bro.
Bro, and it's like, man, when you think about what you do naturally, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the stuff that us as Black people don't really get a chance to like emphasize like on throughout our lives, you know what I'm saying? Because of family, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So going to PV, going to college, they gave me the freedom, you know what I'm saying, to decide like, all right, I'm a do something about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because going to school was enough for like my parents.
Right.
Or anybody else who would have been asking me what I'm doing with my life.
For sure.
But it's really like, I'm gotta find what's for me.
What's
like,
for
what's
me?
My niche. What's my niche is? What's gonna be my portfolio? What can I really do? Because I know I can pass a class. You know, like
been doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and bro, the plan wasn't even to develop niches, bro. I guess it's kind of like that adaptability type shit. You know what I'm saying? Over time, you go from CDs to the streaming. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, piecing shit together, doing that research, bro. That's it. Right. Survive, because it's survival of the fittest, bro. And people ain't gonna give you no answers, bro, out here.
Right. You gotta figure it out yourself.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, bro.
Swerve Records.
Man, so I liked the name of it because it's always gonna start a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Serve Records.
Serve.
And so it's Serve Records. And I basically took the, you know, switched out the E for the Y, you know what I'm saying? Because it stands for Serve Your Real Vision Every Day. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, eventually there's going to be some shit coming down the pipeline, you know what I'm saying, where you're going to be seeing, you know, Serve Records eat up, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm serving you some soul food, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, man, y'all go ahead and spend Soul Food on Spotify, Tidal, iTunes.
That one's not what I'm saying?
That one's definitely out there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dog Mars for letting me bless that second verse, you know what I'm saying? I digress, but Serve Records. So, bro, the whole purpose, I really feel like me and my barber, shout out to Mario, you know what I'm saying? I ain't visited you in a minute, bro, because of COVID, but I'm gonna come through, bro.
Salute Mario.
I'm gonna come through, bro. But basically, bro, he asked me one day, like, are you a servant or a king? And I was like, And I had to think about it, and I said servant first, only because, like, for some reason, y'all, I know what reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna be straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't asked for it, bro. Like, but just even from birth, like, just I'm gonna be straight. You know what I'm saying?
So since I'm going to be straight, you know what I'm saying? I know that this service to others is something, like, even going back to, you know what I'm saying, my religious foundation, which was, like, Christianity. I've expanded my mind since then, you know what I'm saying? And I found other things that work with that foundation, you know what I'm saying? But seeing what, even just the, let's say we know Jesus was black, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, the real story of Jesus, his disciple, you know what I'm saying?
But we're not going to know till we get up
till there. But the actual story of Jesus and what he did, like, to help, and how he was so selfless, you know what I'm saying? Like, and me and my barbers, we talk about this. If you don't talk like that with your barber, you need to get another one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out D-Black.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know my barber.
With that.
Real.
But I'm saying all that to say, bro, just I feel more full when I can give to people, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'ma make, like you said earlier, bro, like you said you noticed that shit about me, bro. Like, I'ma make sure I have it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So but I'm, I know a lot of people that don't got it.
Right.
And they don't know how to get it or where to even start.
Dark.
You know what I'm saying? So there's gonna be some other brand markets that serve records is going to be going into, you know what I'm saying? But overall, that's the foundation, bro. Yeah.
That's the landscape.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You dropped two projects, man. Which one you want to get into first, man? Who Not Working or Low Key? Your choice.
Let's get into Who Not Working, man. That was an interesting year.
2019?
That was an interesting year, bro.
Yeah. How so? If, man, you want to explain.
Nah, I definitely love it, bro. So... In 2019, I was in, you know what I'm saying, normal workforce, you know what I'm saying, a grown people job, you know what I'm saying? So I had that joint for like 4 years, you know what I'm saying? And shit, 2019, I got laid off, you know what I'm saying? And I was excited, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I got some bread stacked up, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna go ahead and dive into my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, get into
full time,
you feel me? And I was doing that for a minute, and then life got... hit me real quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, showing me, like, hey, bro, like, life expensive, you know what I'm saying? And when you're not really, like, you know, you could be certain financially, you could be disciplined in a certain aspect, you know what I'm saying? And I had a plan, and that plan was working, you know what I'm saying? But it's that you gotta have that flow to keep business going, you know what I'm saying? Which is essentially why we go to work every day, to keep ourselves as a business, you know what I'm saying?
Well-oiled machine.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So that I know and everybody else know that I live, like, my truth to the fullest, bro. That's why I love that year, you know what I'm saying, bro? Because I was driving Uber and Lyft, you know what I'm saying?
Real, and, I remember us talking about it.
Bro, and I was working here at the studio, too, you know what I'm saying? This very studio that we recording in right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, bro, I broke the walls down in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And we got together, we got to building this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And at first, you know, I mean, shit, I was part-time at the studio and then doing Uber and Lyft or whatever, and I was still working on music. You know what I'm saying? And it was not ideal to do that shit at all. You know what I'm saying? But I found a way to get up out of that shit, you know what I'm saying? And Who Not Working was on my mind the entire time, you know what I'm saying? And I jammed that project while I was doing Uber and Lyft, bro. Like, it was a blessing in the sky, bro. I got my Spotify followers up, you know what I'm saying? Had other people who ain't have even any reason. They could have told me my shit was trash. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But at the same time, bro, you had people who were like, bro, I thought your shit was finna be trash, but because usually everybody who play me that shit is trash. But when you played it to me, like, I fucked with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not to mention, bro, it was 2019 was a year for God to see where my faith was. You know what I'm saying? For the universe to be like, all right, bro, you this really what you want? You gonna focus on it? And I feel like I passed that test, and that's how I was able to get through that, because I was able to focus on what brought me there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What got me there got me through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
God.
Yeah, straight up, definitely. Bro. Yeah.
So how did you pick City Lights as the opening track, man? You and Coco.
Man, I'm real cinematic, bro.
Yeah.
I like cinematic, like, build-up shit, you know what I'm saying?
That beat was very your tempo.
Man, I appreciate that. I produced that hoe, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Did not know.
Yes, sir, appreciate
it. I learned something new today.
These beats. Man,
we out here.
I remember you said that you had the garage man USB mic, but I didn't know you did this.
Like, tapped in.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? I did
every song?
Nah, not on that. Okay. On low key, yes, but not on Who Not Working.
Okay, okay.
Who Not Working was a collab project with my boy Tonk. You know what I'm saying? My boy Zeus, you know what I'm saying? As well as my boy Dwayne Krauss, you know what I'm saying? And myself, you know what I'm saying? But
collaborative effort.
Collaborative effort, bro. But mm-hmm. City Lights, it was one where I felt like I want y'all to know what retro is about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what I can do. And then we're gonna get to everything else. You know what I'm saying? But like that vibe, you know what I'm saying? I feel that in my soul, you know what I'm saying? Like that's some real like I could spin that joint, you know what I'm saying? So that's why that one was first.
Did you do some of your own recording on that one?
Yeah.
Juiced and all that?
Juiced, I recorded that one at Baron.
Okay, cool.
City Lights, I recorded myself. Nothing to Say, I recorded myself.
That's cool. You got a list.
Yeah. No Limit, I recorded while Jason was mixing on
another song.
I did that because I had my own shit.
Yeah.
And I basically brought all my home setup and I just recorded that whole in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Like I probably got that one done in like
How long did it take you to do that?
About 30 minutes.
No, to do the whole project.
Oh, to do a whole project? The whole project was probably over a year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, probably over a year. Just letting some of the tracks come to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but yeah, man. Like, and then let me see. All I Got. You know, that's Zeus right there. That's another one right there where it's like, man, I'm trying to go commercial. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, as far as like, man, I want movies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, TV shows and shit. And it's like, man, if some of my products from my brand can match up with other people's, you know what I'm saying, which I feel like City Lights and All I Got will be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Just as far as feel good rap, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't too feel good where it's corny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's show good enough to wear a jam. You know what I'm saying? And like we got a lot of shows I feel like that need that and those coming up, like shit, if it ain't my own that I put it in, you know what I'm saying? So
I understand. Yeah. We Germs be that bad.
I mean, hey, I mean, you know, I can't wait.
He
for
is
that,
an artist.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, you and Kane got a song that y'all did, man.
I wasn't gonna say it. How many Kane?
I got
a few.
No, we're not talking about. Hey, keep those under wraps, fella.
Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say we got a few.
I know. Talking about the sauce.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh, we can't leave out Chaz.
Bro, the infamous man.
Chaz came in second verse, real smooth player like. Yeah, real smooth on that man. Y'all just decided, hey, let's just make a song. Was that y'all's first song that y'all made together?
That's like when we was all working at the Stew.
Yeah,
like we was all here at the same time. We're just like,
let's make a song.
He's at work.
I wasn't supposed to be in there.
He wasn't supposed to be here, but Chaz was here. Chaz was using a room. We just all linked up and was like, hey, Chaz, play some beats. And Chaz played that beat. And I was like, oh shit.
There it is.
Man, that hoe is fire. I need the waving stems and let's record. And we all recorded each other.
That's real. That's how it happens.
Straight. And I mean, it was just an organic moment, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like this shit was just shit. You want to hop on?
We all wrote our verses there.
No words.
Yes.
That makes the song fun right there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
When everything is just happening where y'all not sending stuff to each other, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Everything just boom.
And you know, like, I could say, like, I feel like me and Kang have been able to get in the rhythm to send shit back and forth. But you gotta be able, and I was thinking about this shit earlier today. Like, it's not an insult when certain people work with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why would you expect LeBron to be hooping over here?
Right.
He need to be hooping over here.
He needs to be.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So you gonna naturally like get into the league with other people that's like your same caliber and your same workflow. You know what I'm saying? Which is like, some people they do like that 15-minute like workflow. You know what I'm saying? And with the right crowd, like shit,
that might be your thing.
It might be your thing. You know what I'm saying? But man, if the vibes are there, the work gonna come out.
Right.
Always.
Straight up.
You gave us this R&B Jodeci vibe on this low key tape, man. You said you recorded it.
Yeah.
Seven songs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
16 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Best 16 minutes of y'all day. I guarantee that.
Why are you trying to make that young lady moan, man?
Well, bro, because this is the thing, man. Look, quarantine been tough on us all. You know, and You know, I'm just trying to come out of it without babies, but
hey.
Yeah, baby.
But, you know,
I understand.
She wanted to.
I understand.
Yeah.
Nap, opening song.
Man, let them sleep, bro.
Keep letting them sleep.
Let them sleep, bro. Find out. You know what I'm saying? I really meant that in that last line. But you know, like, I don't really feel like people sleep, though.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like they're all seeing here. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But it's always good to, like, for those that, like, I don't know, like, because you never know what people's thoughts are. But for those who it might be, that's for you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, it's a dope project. Go stream that thing.
My favorite song.
SoundCloud.
Sip on this water.
Sip on this water for
sip
sure.
Sip on this water, yeah. Man. Make sure y'all do sip on your water, man.
First time we was in the studio and he played that.
Shout out to Kane mixing all them hoes, man. Let's not forget that.
Little, yeah. The legend.
Come on, man.
This vacation.
Come on, man. This man. This
young legend.
10,000 hours?
Young legend.
I'm still on the run.
This man got 10. He probably on like 1,400 right now. It's not 1,500.
I'm probably like, yeah, right under that 2,000.
The young legend.
2,000.
He say 2,000. If you at 2,000 right now.
I'm on that running
2,000. Okay, if you on 2,000 right now, I can't. Cool.
Young legend.
Man.
Young legend. You got any more projects you hitting upside the head with the rest of this year?
Oh, yeah, bro. It's more coming, bro. I woke up this morning, got some coffee, and made a beat. You know what I'm saying?
Feel that.
So that's...
Oh, that's why you're talking about the hi-hat.
That's why I was talking about the hi-hats.
Yeah, man. Hi-hats are the rhythm. Mm. You know, I just wanted to even tell you, that's cool that you even posted that. I've been subconsciously, like, looking at, like, how do I want to start my beats now?
Really?
I used to start my beats with the melodic approach.
Yeah.
Know, laying my pads and chords and shit. And then he had the hi-hat feel. So I was like, man, I wonder how other people start beats. Look up Pierre Bourne, hi-hats.
Huh.
A lot of Mike Wills.
Hi-hats.
I'm just like,
Like just foundation. Like that is the first, that's the first sound that they input.
Then they go off that. And then they just go. That's the movement. That's the rhythm. And I was like, holy shit. I mean, it's because we always add it anyway. Yeah. Beats always have some kind of like consistent motion.
But they started off with that.
They start off with those kind of sounds. They might even start a beat off with like a rim shot.
Because it's like adding your metronome in there already.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
So it's cool that you said that. You should keep doing it.
Because see, well, I guess I'd be lying. Because like, I guess as far as percussion, that's my first element. Because I did start with... The melodies first. Typically, that is where I go, whether I'm sampling some shit or laying some shit down. But the first usually the first instrument I'm putting in there, or the first kind of percussion I'm putting there, it's going to be the hi-hats, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's like the main.
It's like, I don't imagine us. I mean, I'm sure you can make a song without them, but like.
Right. Yeah.
Why not? Why would you want to?
Exactly.
You know?
You got some merch coming?
Bro, I do have some merch coming out, man. The next project is actually, man, I guess this is a sneak preview, y'all. It's actually going to have a nice little merch package, you know what I'm saying, to go along with it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some memorabilia that keeps on giving.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be out there for probably exclusively 50 people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we'll make a memory together. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we're going
to... Disclaimer. Like,
I like that.
It's only going to be a few.
It's
y'all.
Only going
to
be a few.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Because bro, like, we really on some, like, man, RIP to Hustle the Great, bro. Like, we really on some All Money In. Like, and I ain't realized how much I resonated with that statement until I really paid attention to... Like, I'm really all money in, but like, I ain't had no, like, the money that people have given me has been for a product that I've already invested in.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we really all money in over exactly. here. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. All
right. Man, bro, I was excited to finally get you up in here, dog. And I could keep talking to you all day.
All day, man.
Young Rue always spit some fire knowledge. Ever since I've met him, I think maybe, what, 2 or 3 years
ago? 2 or 3 years, about that. Yeah, bro.
Ever since then, man, he been good people in my book. I always can depend on Rue, man.
Likewise, man.
So I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, brother.
Episode 85, my brother. You want to give out all your socials where they can reach your music?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Man, make sure y'all follow, y'all tap in on Twitter, Retro Rue, on Instagram, Retro Rue Official, on Facebook, tell your aunties, especially the fine ones, to follow me at Retro, especially the fine ones at Retro Rue, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even gonna front no more, aunties. Like, I'm, look, y'all know, look, I'm grown. Y'all grown.
Let's be grown together.
Let's be grown.
My God said, I'm Steph from the back. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna turn around.
Swoosh. Swish, you know what I'm saying? But y'all, man, make sure y'all go stream Low Key, man. Let's run these numbers up, man.
Run them up.
I guarantee, look, this movement is bigger than me, man. You know what I'm saying? Who not working, goddammit?
There it is, Retro Room. Okay, yes, you got something to say before you get out of here, my brother?
Shout out to the sleep. I'm about to get on this flight.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Y'all don't hit my dog up this week and bug him.
No. Y'all, this is what y'all do. Just send a deposit. Go ahead and send
for when he comes back.
Just send it. So just send it. Because look.
Let his Cash App just blow up this week.
Man. Cash App. Get it on reserve, man. If you serious. If they serious.
You know, I believe in my dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, run it up. Yeah.
A few times, you feel me? And man, as always, man, Retro Rue has been a pleasure, my boy.
Been a pleasure, bro.
It's the Two West Boys episode 85, man. You can always find us everywhere. That's Two West Boys. That's the number 2, WESSBOYZ. Twitter, Facebook, Linktree, everywhere. We there. Rate, comment, subscribe, like us. Let us know what we can do to improve. Let us know, you know, what y'all want to hear. Artists like Retro Rue.
Shoot us music.
Shoot us some music to our Gmail, twowestboys@gmail.com. We check it. We get the notification. If your music is trash and we don't respond, I'm just going to keep it a bean. There it is. But if you got some dope music like Retro Rue, man, you got some dope artists that we should interview, man, because, you know, we always want to interview. Hit us. We here. And as always, man, stay positive and blessings will manifest. Rest in peace, George Floyd. And when will y'all arrest these murders that killed Breonna Taylor? Let us know.
Today's a great day.
Today is a beautiful
4:04 p.m. on June 28th is a great day.
If you guys do this in 5 minutes, we'll all throw a party.
You feel me?
Until then,
no justice, no peace. No peace.
Forget your targets.
You feel me? We out. Till the next time. Peace.